The Hamas leader was invited by the Russian foreign minister. Their meeting is part of the ongoing consultations between Hamas and Russian authorities. On the agenda are inter-Palestinian unity and the stalled peace talks.
I see no prospects for the Middle East peace settlement on the Palestinian or Syrian direction, because the Israeli administration is one of war, aggression and occupation. It's not an administration that wants peace.
Khaled Mashal blamed Israel for daily attacks and for obstructing the peace process. He said Hamas will make no more concessions to Israel. Mashal accused the U.S. of putting pressure on Fatah and Egypt against cooperation with Hamas. Egypt plays the role of a mediator between the two rival factions.
We are calling for a speedy inter-Palestinian reconciliation. But unfortunately, external interference hampers the process. First of all, it's pressure from the United States.
Another reason, he says, is that the Egypt-brokered text of the agreement between the rival parties was amended without the consent of Hamas. It's Mashal's third trip to Moscow. He already was here in 2006 and 2007. This visit comes 2 weeks after that of the acting Palestinian Authority chief Mahmoud Abbas, and a week before the planned visit of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Moscow is using all contacts to achieve the main goal, the Arab-Israeli settlements, and Khaled Mashal is one of the key players in this process, say diplomats at the Russian Foreign Ministry. The U.S. and the West rejected contacts with Hamas after the movement swept to power in Palestine's legislative election in 2006. Some international experts called for a rethink of the isolation policy and for the engagement of Hamas in the peace process.
Russia gives an opportunity to the West to clarify the Hamas position through Moscow. I think everyone in the West and in the East understands the need for such dialogue between the main parties in the Middle East conflict.
The Hamas leader welcomed the role of Russia and other countries in the peace process. Svetlana Korkina, Press TV, Moscow.